BC is now under a state of emergency. Mike Farnworth, Minister of Public Safety, made the declaration yesterday.
COVID-19 is impacting all of us, touching our lives and our economy. And I know it's been hard on people. I want to assure British Columbians that our government is doing everything possible to mitigate the risk for people in our province. But we are facing daily, shifting challenges, as is everyone in this difficult time. At this juncture, we need to ensure that we will continue to have the means to coordinate our response across government, across industry, and that we have the tools available to protect the most vulnerable. That is why today, based on the recommendations of BC's health and emergency management officials, and following Dr. Bonnie Henry's declaration of a public health emergency, I am declaring a provincial state of emergency to support our provincial health officer and Minister of Health in swift and powerful response to the COVID-19 pandemic. This declaration will make sure federal, provincial, and local resources are delivered in a joint, coordinated way to protect the people of our province. This is an all-hands-on-deck approach. The declaration also includes the means to secure critical supply chains, to ensure people have access to essential goods and services, and that any infrastructure necessary to support the response to COVID-19 is readily available.
Yesterday, Henry announced 45 new cases of COVID-19 for a total of 231 cases in British Columbia. Of the new cases, 13 are currently hospitalized, 7 are in intensive care, and 5 have recovered, and the remaining patients are at home in isolation. 144 cases are in the Vancouver Coastal Health Region, 44 are in Fraser, 16 are on Vancouver Island, 9 are in the interior, and 4 are in the northern health regions. Yesterday, BC's provincial health officer said that all healthcare workers who had been out of the country do have to self-isolate.
So I think the way it was messaged, you know, as we said, we're learning as we go with this, and the way it was messaged is that they were exempt, but that is not correct. Everybody who comes in from outside of Canada is required to self-isolate for 14 days. We know that that can, in some situations, create a challenge for staffing, and healthcare is one of them. Other essential services like police services and a few others, and those have been identified through Emergency Management BC, and we've given direction for those other essential services too. But in terms of healthcare workers, if somebody has a critical function in providing patient care, and there's enough people absent from that critical function that it's going to compromise our ability to provide care in certain settings, then there has been an ability for leadership within the operations of that organization. So it depends on what the workplace is. So for in a hospital, for example, if there's a single surgeon who does a certain thing and that person is on isolation, there are protocols that they can come to work. And the protocols would be they're in self-isolation when they're at home. They don't go out and about in the community. When they're at work, they take additional precautions like wearing a mask all the time, separating from other healthcare workers so they're not all sitting together having lunch together. Symptom checks on a regular basis and wearing the appropriate, taking the appropriate infection prevention and control measures with each and every patient that they see. So it is not just a blanket exemption, go into work, you're fine. It's very controlled and it's only where it's going to compromise patient care or essential services.
On Tuesday, Dr. Bonnie Henry made a number of orders under the public health emergency that all bars, pubs, and nightclubs must close as they cannot meet social distancing requirements. Restaurants and cafes that cannot maintain social distancing of 1 to 2 meters between patrons will also need to move to a takeout and delivery model, and all gatherings of 50 people must also be cancelled. BC's Ministry of Health has launched a new self-assessment tool for people who are concerned they may have COVID-19 to help determine if you should seek further testing for the virus. The province has created a phone service to provide non-medical information about COVID-19. Information is available in more than 110 languages from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1-888-COVID-19. That's 1-888-268-4319 or via text message at 604-630-0300. You can also call HealthLink by dialing 811 if you have any medical questions. For CHOY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo, this is Mick Sweetman.